Let us start.
在没有解答问题以前
，Before we start the question and answer，
我谈一点关于基督教知识论的问题。
I want to talk a little bit about epistemology of Christianity. Epistemology.
知识论这个字
，this word
是论到知识的知识。
It is a knowledge about knowledge.
研究知识的性质、范围、功用、来源、影响的知识。
It is a knowledge that encompasses every aspect of the study of knowledge.
Epistemology 这个字在过去几十年字典都没有出现。
This word epistemology did not appear in the dictionary for the past decades.
这表示是少用的不得了的一个字。
It means it's rarely being used.
特别是中国人做的英文字典。
Especially English dictionary published by the Chinese.
几乎从来没有 epistemology 这个字被印进去。
You will not see this word.
好像如果不错，这几年有一些的书开始印出来了。
But for the past few years, we are beginning to see it.
表示现在的人知识提高了。
It means that our study is improving.
对这个字开始看到了。
That we immediately place attention on this word.
要明白。
And we want to understand.
知识论不是单单就这样接受知识，不是。
Epistemology is not just to receive knowledge.
你怎么知道这个是对的？
How do you know if something is right?
你某某人说对的就是对的。
Because someone said so.
因为老师说是对的，为什么不对呢？
Or because my lecturer said so.
这种答案是很幼稚的。
This is a very shallow answer.
因为很多基督徒的知识论是这样。
This is the way many Christians are today.
牧师讲的嘛。
Because the pastor says so.
当然是对嘛。
So he's right.
我告诉很多牧师没有好好研究上帝的话。
But many pastors do not study the word of God.
或者研究了后来忘掉。
Or they study and forgotten about it.
毕业了以后把他的知识还给他老师。
When they graduate, they give back all the knowledge to their teachers.
又没有好好预备讲章。
And they do not prepare their sermons well.
所以他讲一大堆错的，你不知道，就像囫囵吞枣把它接受了。
And you cannot detect it, and you just swallow everything.
所以你说我知道。
So you say I know.
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
某某人告诉我。
Because that person said so.
你怎么知道某某人告诉你就是对的？
How do you know that that person is right?
某某人凭什么这样讲的？
What does he do to deserve this?
他的知识的权威从哪里来？
Where is his authority from?
那么灵恩派说上帝启示我的。
The charismatic will say God revealed this to me.
上帝启示你还敢这样做吗？那你就把上帝打一巴掌了，对吗？
That means you are questioning God if you do not agree.
所以我如果上帝启示我，我不敢回答。但是为什么上帝启示跟上帝启示会相反呢？
So although I dare not question the revelation, how can your revelation be against another revelation?
所以你更要清楚知道这个是不是真理。
And so you need to find out whether this is true.
对知识的追求。
The understanding and study towards knowledge.
知道你的知识何等肯定。
To affirm that your knowledge is true.
你的知识是不是准确。
You want to know whether what you know is accurate.
你的知识是不是合理。
Or whether it's reasonable.
你的知识是不是根据事实。
Is it based on the truth?
知识的源头。
The source of knowledge.
知识的性
质。The nature of knowledge.
知识的范围。
The circumference of it.
知识的可靠性。
The accuracy of it.
知识的来源。
And the source of it.
知识的这个过程。
And the process of it.
用什么方法论去把它推敲把它决定的。
What sort of methods did they use to determine this?
这种研究知识的知识叫做知识论。
This, the study of knowledge is called epistemology.
而圣经的知识论是很特别的。
And the Bible has a very unique one.
我相信你们很少在讲台上听到基督教知识论的问题。
Very seldom do we hear about Christian epistemology.
我曾经教过这一课。
I have taught this before.
是我把整个圣经的知识的看法的把它整理出来的一课功课。
I have summarized all the manner in which Scripture look at knowledge.
圣经的知识论跟信仰是正面关系。
There is a positive relationship between that and faith.
圣经的知识论的真正的权威根据是神的启示。
The true authority of knowledge in the Bible is from the revelation of God.
而神的启示只可以可靠，因为它是真理的本体。
And the reason why it is reliable is because it is the truth itself.
就是真真实实把真理真真实实传给人的。
And he has given us the truth in truth.
所以呢，这个 Westminster Confession 有一句话语。
In Westminster Confession,
启示真理的神跟被启示出来的真理是同一位上帝，是同时的。
It says that the God that revealed the truth and the revelation of the truth is the same God.
现在很多八十岁的女孩子故意穿成五十岁的样子。
Today there are many old women who try to look young.
你看见她跟她真正的她是差三十岁。
So what you see is an illusion of 30 years.
我们会被从上帝领受的启示跟那真正启示的上帝是有距离的。
Is it possible to have the revelation of God having a distance from the true God?
凡是没有知识论传统的文化，一定不会注意这件。
A culture that does not have a tradition of epistemology would not place emphasis on this.
中国是很注重传统经验的历史权威的一个国家。
China is a country that places great emphasis on traditional knowledge and experiences.
中国的权威常常跟传统的久远相比。
And so authority is often based on experiences and whether you have been around for a long time.
中国对真理的权威不是从逻辑、从可靠的见证把它证明出来的。
The Chinese understanding of authority is not based on the truth.
所以中国人就这样接受。
And we just accept the truth.
接受知识。
Based on knowledge.
所以就不会问这样的问题。
And people do not ask questions like that.
Westminster Confession 这句话是很重要的话。
This is an important declaration in the Westminster Confession of Faith.
被启示出来的神。
The God that has been revealed
跟启示真理的神的本身
and the God who reveals the truth himself
是相同的一位上帝
both are the same God
这期间是没有距离的
there is no illusion between the two
真真实实
it means that in truth
把真正的真理
God gave us the truth
真正要我们明白
the things he wanted us to know
传出的真启示是我们知识的根源
And this is the foundation of our knowledge.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以孔子的知识是什么呢?
What is the knowledge base of Confucius?
孔子的知识分成两部分。
There are two portions.
能知的跟不能知的。
Things that you can know and things you cannot know.
诚实的说你知道的是什么,你不知道是什么。
And he believed that we ought to be honest about what we can know and what we cannot know.
知为知,不知为不知,是知也。
So he says true knowledge is when you know what is to be known and what cannot be known.
这是孔子的知识论。
This is his epistemology.
康德的知识论是什么呢?
What about Immanuel Kant?
可知道的叫做现象界。
He says that things can be known belong to the phenomena.
不可知道的叫做本体界。
And things that cannot be known is belongs to metaphysical.
人的理性是有限度的。
There is a finiteness in our reason.
有限度的理性勾到不可限度的真理的本体是不可能的。
So he said it is not reasonable for the finite reason to understand the infinite truth.
康德像孔子一样分成两部分。
So he segregated like Confucius did.
有可知的部分，有不可知的部分。
Things that you can know, things that you cannot know.
但孔子的不可知的不可知是不可知什么，我也不可知。
But Confucius believed that things that you cannot know, there is no point in understanding.
知不以怪力乱神。
And so he does not try to understand the spiritual world.
这里的怪力乱神就在你不可知的一部分。
He just considered these as things that he cannot know.
把康德归纳出来变成三样。
But Kant has three different segregations.
上帝是人的理性不能知的。
He says that God is something that we cannot fathom.
不朽是人的理性不能知的。
Immortality is something we cannot fathom too.
自由是人的理性不可知的。
And freedom is something we cannot fathom.
像康德的这个二分法。
And the way he segregated all this
就给十九世纪的不可知论留了一条路给他定了一个方向
and gave us the direction for the agnostics
虽然这个字呢康德自己没有提出来
although he himself never framed this word agnosticism
英国的 Herbert Spencer 跟 Thomas Henry Huxley 两个学者
but he influenced Thomas Huxley of England and Thomas Spencer
and Herbert Spencer,
and Herbert Spencer.
所以这两个人就 coined 一个名词叫做 agnostic
And both of them have coined the word agnosticism.
上帝存在不存在，我不知道。
They are saying that it doesn't, they do not know whether God exists or not.
我不敢说他存在。
But they dare not declare him not to exist.
我不敢说他不存在。
Or that he exists.
因为我不知道，所以我说不可知。
So we are agnostic because we do not know.
肯定知道一件事情。
But for sure they know one thing.
知道上帝是不可知的。
That they know that God cannot be known.
那么上帝不可知，你怎么知道他不可知呢？
How do you know that he cannot be known?
所以他又肯定自己的不可知是一种肯定的知识。
So they affirm their own knowledge itself.
这个知识论又有矛盾在里面。
Therefore, there is contradiction in there.
那么保罗的知识论是什么呢？
What about the Apostle Paul?
若有人以为他知道什么，照他应该知道的，他还是不知道。
The Apostle Paul says, if anyone claims him that he knows something based on what he knows, he has not known completely.
对你自己的知识应当是怀疑的。
Therefore, you ought to have suspicion towards your own knowledge.
对你没有办法勾到的，你应当肯定是可能的。
But you need to affirm things that does not exist.
只是你还没有知道而已。
But admit that you have not known the truth.
知识论不是很落后的。
The epistemology of Christianity is not backward.
远远在这些大多学校思考这些事情已经写下来了。
It is written way before the philosophers ever thought of it.
信仰跟知识的肯定。
The affirmation of faith and knowledge.
最早的出现就是约伯记。
Started with the book of Job.
他说的，我知道我的救赎主活着。
He says, I know my Redeemer lives.
末了。 比站在地上。
And in the end, he will stand upon the earth.
有些的知识已经面向一位永存的知识对象发出去。
Although he had a finite understanding, he knew that someone lives forever.
我的救赎主活着。
My Redeemer lives.
末了就世界末了的时候，他要站在地上。
And on the last day, he will stand upon the earth.
在我皮肉灭绝之后。
After my flesh has gone away,
表示我是有限的。
It means I'm limited.
我并在肉身之内看见上帝。
I will see him in my flesh.
这些在分析下去是非常引人入胜。
And when you analyze this, you will be attracted by it.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
其实如果你好好注意，
if you take careful note,
很多的哲学家的系统。
Many philosophical systems
不过是要发挥圣经里某一些的知识
are just extension of certain portion of the Bible.
他们发挥了整套的东西，不过是一点点的旧约。
And their entire summary is just a bit of the Bible.
当你看见冰山浮在上面的一部分的时候。
Like a part of a big piece of ice in the water.
你不能看见这一部分的时候，我知道的就是这样。
And because we see a little iceberg, we think that that's all we know.
你要从冰在零湿度以下就慢慢膨胀的这个原理来看。
You need to understand that there's a lot more ice beneath the surface.
你就知道物理学肯定你没有看见的比看见的更多九倍。
You know that physics shows you that things that you cannot see is 9 times larger than what's visible.
冰山的一角。
The edge of an iceberg
都在水面上
may be floating upon the water.
不过是整个总面积的十分之一而已
It is but a tenth of the entire body.
信仰对没有看见的东西有知识，不是不合理的事情。
And therefore, it is reasonable that our faith believes in things that we cannot see.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我相信跟你这样谈，你就越来越有兴趣了，对不对？
You are more interested as we explain it in this way.
比你还没有听以前更有兴趣。
You'll be more interested in this area.
所以有的兴趣本来从你里面就有的。
It means that in the beginning we have been interested in this.
有的兴趣是要听到一半才产生出来的。
And sometimes we get interested in the midst of the sermon.
有的兴趣是听完了以后慢慢想才回味的。
Sometimes we think about it after the sermon.
这个是关于兴趣的知识论。
This is the epistemology about interest.
再谈下去谈不完了。
And we will be endless in our explanation.
所以我们就开始解答问题。
So let us go back to the question and answer.
现在我们开始回答你们的问题。The Bible seems to indicate that the sins of the father can be punished by the sons and descendants. Is this true? Is it fair?
圣经师父告诉我们，做父亲的罪可能由他的后代或者他的子孙来承担，这是真的吗？这是公平吗？
你这样问的时候，好像说你的上帝不是一个真的上帝。
When you ask a question like that, it's as if your God is not the true God.
因为他做的事情，你还可以审判他。
Because you are judgmental over what he has done.
如果你更谦卑的话，你应该这样问。
A more humble way to ask would be this.
为什么圣经这样记载？我真的不懂。
Why is this recorded in the Bible?
是不是上帝有更多的理由没有告诉我？
Did God hide some reasons from me?
如果你这样的上帝公义不公义？
If you ask whether this is a fair God,
他这样做对不对？
Is this the right thing to do?
他为什么不先问我？我告诉他。
Why don't he ask me first?
所以我们许多人呢，对罪恶甘愿做傻瓜。
A lot of us act like fools towards sin.
对上帝。装作哲学家
But we become philosopher when we come to God.
这就是对上帝不公义的人态度，用不公义的态度来说上帝不公义，你就是不公义。
This is an unjust attitude in the beginning.
圣经里面讲
Did the Bible say
上帝把罪归到子孙身上
That the sin will be born by the descendants?
有
Yes.
上帝有没有讲
Did God say
把他的恩爱传到子孙的下面
That his love and mercy will be upon the descendants?
有
Yes.
这两件如果一同发生的时候
When both happen at the same time
这就是上帝的公义
We say this is the righteousness of God.
如果你很聪明
If you are intelligent enough
人家一直不明白为什么这样聪明
People keep on wondering how come you are so intelligent
个子这么小思想这么复杂
You are so tiny but yet you have complex thoughts
时间这么短修了这么多东西
With such a short time you learn so much
后来他们发现原来他父亲是才子啊
Oh, then they found out that your father was a scholar.
父亲是诺贝尔的奖主啊
A Nobel Prize winner.
怪不得这个孩子这么聪明
And so the son is intelligent.
你听了以后你说你才知道
Then you say, well, now you know.
哎，早就应该知道了
You should have known this earlier.
现在知道太迟了
It's too late to know it now.
我就是诺贝尔的奖主的孩子
I am the son of a Nobel laureate.
所以我这样聪明
And so I'm intelligent.
那无意之中呢
In other words,
你已经证明爸爸聪明，孩子聪明是应该的。
You feel that it is right that the son be intelligent as the father.
但是呢
，However，
你没有问这样公义吗
You never ask whether this is right.
你也没有说主啊，感谢你爸爸聪明，孩子可以聪明。
Or do you say thanks be to God that the children is intelligent as well?
相反的。
On the contrary.
如果爸爸很笨。
If the father is not very intelligent.
孩子也很笨。
And the child is a bit stupid.
上帝为什么给我生在笨爸爸的家里？
You say, oh God, why is my father so stupid?
所以你明白吗？
So you understand this.
人总是自私的。
We are all selfish.
当你承受父亲的天资、聪明、才干、智慧，你感到是理所当然的。
When you inherit all good things from your father, you think that should be the way.
当你感到你生在不聪明的父亲家里，传了他的笨，你就得应当骂上帝一下。
But you would rebuke God if you find that your father is quite stupid.
这样说来呢？
In this manner,
聪明人生聪明孩子，笨人生笨孩子，这也是很公义的事。
It is quite fair that intelligent people have intelligent children and vice versa.
轮到你生在不聪明的孩子下面，所以你就骂上帝，这就是不是上帝不公义，是你不公义。
By the time it happens to you, you will rebuke God because you are unjust.
最好上帝听你的指挥。
The best thing is for God to listen to you.
最好上帝照你的安排。
Or based on your plan.
顺你的意思，你就比较甘愿，就说原来你不错。
And by you are willing to follow him if he do the thing you want.
如果上帝要听你指挥，照你意思做事情，他不是上帝，他是下帝。
If God needs to listen to you, he is not God but your slave.
这是我的答案跟别人答案不同的角度来看。
But this is a different angle.
第二样。
Secondly.
上帝如果说。
If God says,
守约施慈爱,
those who have followed the covenant will have grace and mercy.
我要使他们的子孙蒙恩直到千代。
And I will bless the descendants to all generations.
那些不顺服背叛我的,
those who are against me,
我要追讨他的罪到子孙三四代。
I will seek his, the sin upon his descendants upon the third generation.
我从前很有兴趣把这两个拿来比较。
In the past, I will compare the two.
坏人只传到三代四代就结束了。
Those who are evil will have to bear it for about three, four generations.
爱主的人传到千代，到底还是我们赚没有吃亏的。
But those who love the Lord will have it for all generations.
三四代比千代是多少倍啊？250倍到330倍。那么
there are hundreds of times of differences between the blessed and the cursed.
一不除三是333。
When you do your mathematical calculation,
一不除四是250倍。
You will find it's 250 times difference.
跟上帝做生意，上帝给你赚很多，亏很少。
So when you have business dealing with God, it will help you to gain a lot.
如果你要讲，可以说这个叫做不公义。
But you can say that this is unfair.
上帝如果是公义的
，If God is fair,
好的传到千代，坏的也要传到千代，对不对呢
？Blessing should be from all generations, so must the curse.
上帝这样讲，你又不追讨那个。
But you do not ask that question.
第二样。
Secondly.
如果一个人被上帝刑罚到第二代的时候。
If the sins is passed on to the second generation.
马上悔改信耶稣就传到千代。
And the person repents and believes in Jesus Christ and have blessings for all generations.
那么第二代追讨就结束了，又就赚了999代。
The sins will stop at the second generation and the blessings will come for 900 over generations.
已经应该蒙恩的时候。
By the time he received the grace,
他的孩子又不守约。
If his children went away,
又再被抓赚追讨三四代的时候。
And is cursed for the next generation.
那么这个就变成了有转移的可能了。
It means there is a possibility of turnaround.
你跟着这样想就很有趣味了，对不对
？It is quite interesting to think about it this way.
我告诉你
，Let me tell you this.
为什么会传到三四代
？Why is the curse upon the third, fourth generation?
我不是指自然咒诅。
I'm not talking about natural curse.
我是指后天性的这个模仿。
I'm talking about the emulation of bad examples.
我不说呢后天习性的遗传。
I am not talking about inheritance.
我是说后天习性的模仿。
I'm talking about emulation of examples.
一个父亲对上帝不好。
When a father is not good towards God and kept scolding God,
孩子看样就学样。
The children will follow the example.
可能影响到三四代。
Perhaps he will influence the fourth generation.
等一个孩子长大了，我也是这样。
When a child grow up, he will behave the same manner.
因为我爸爸是这样，我现在大了也是这样。
Because that father is this way, I will behave in the same manner.
所以你如果悔改啊。
But if repentance comes.
不要等孩子长大的悔改，太迟了。
Do not wait until your child grow up.
最好是他还小的时候你就悔改。
You should repent when they are yet young.
等他眼睛睁大一看，就看到好人。
That they may observe the right behavior.
那你就把好的传下去。
You would have given them a good example.
越早悔改越智慧。
It's more wise to repent early.
我们神学院有一个学生。
We have a student in the seminary.
40多岁才来读书。
He came when he was in his 40s.
后来他又讲一句话。
And he said to me,
感谢主。
Thanks be to God.
悔改的时候，我的男孩子才9岁。
That when I repented, my son was only 9.
我的女儿才11岁。
And daughter 11.
如果我迟5年悔改。
If I had delayed for 5 years,
我的女儿已经16岁了。
My daughter would have been 16.
我的男儿已经14岁了。
The son 14.
那我悔改以后，他们在14岁前学我那个坏的样子，就很难再改了。
It would have been difficult for them to change.
所以这个是后天习得性的模仿，不是遗传的问题。
This is the way we emulate bad examples.
我相信追潮到3、4代。
I believe when he says the curse is upon the fourth generation,
家庭教育的影响后代。
It means the education would influence the next generation.
是很难避免的事。
And it is difficult to escape.
反过来说，
On the other hand,
我有施慈爱，我就向他施恩，直到千代。
Blessings is upon those who fulfill the covenant to all generations.
犹太人一代是40年。
For the Jews, a generation counts 40 years.
现在是40000年。
Thousand generation will be 40,000 years.
亚当到现在有没有40000年？
Are there 40,000 years from Adam to here?
如果说亚当现在有40000年的话
，If you say that is the case，
表示还没有一个人享受神的恩典到现在结束了。
It means that the blessing is still around。
如果亚当到现在只有1-2万年的话
，If there's only maybe 20,000 years from Adam，
那么千代的意义就不是指有生之年跟以后的后代的问题。
It means the generation of blessing is not limited to our finite time space。
千代的意思是永生的意思。
It means eternal life.
将永生的灵意已经隐藏在旧约的里面。
So the spiritual meaning of eternal life is already contained in the Old Testament.
这样去了解圣经。
When we understand the Bible in this manner,
你了解总原则。
You understand the general principle.
不是了解细则的问题。
Not the detail alone.
感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
漂亮的人生漂亮的孩子。
When a beautiful person has beautiful descendants,
丑八怪生丑九怪。
When an ugly person has uglier children,
你说这是上帝不公平吗？
Would you say this is unfair of God?
我告诉你，丑八怪三更半夜出门，一定比漂亮的女孩子更平安。
Ugly person will be more safe in the middle of the night.
这样也叫做一种公平，你懂吗？
So it is also a sense of fairness.
三更半夜丑陋的女子出来，不但不会危险。把很多坏的男人吓跑了。
Because an ugly person would scare away the robbers.
不但自己平安，对社会有贡献。
Not only is she safe, she will help the society.
讲上帝公平不公平呢？
The question relating to the fairness of God.
不是字里行间这样可以明白的。
Cannot be understood just by a few sentences.
我要反思些。
We need to give thanks in all things.
如果一个孩子是没有脚没有腿，在路上做乞丐。
If a child is born without limbs,
也是上帝对他不公平。
We say that God is not fair.
但请你注意，
but take note of this.
因为他的存在，
because of the existence of the child,
多少人良心发现？
Many people have their conscience reawakened.
多少人有行善的机会？
And he helped many people do good works.
也许许多看见的人就更加有知足的心，不埋怨上帝。
And many people become satisfied and will not curse at God.
在上帝大能的这个范围里面。
In the almighty plan of God,
这是神所做的事。
This is the work of God.
不是主动肯定做的。
This is not done actively.
许可这样成就的。
But something he has allowed to happen.
万事互相效力。
All things work for good.
万事互相效力。这一节圣经另外的翻译。
Another translation of this verse.
上帝在万事中运行，使这些事变成互相效力。
Says that God worked in all things to make it happen together.
所以太多事情我们不明白。
We do not understand too many things.
我们只能说主啊，你的奥秘太深了，我不明白。
We can only say, Oh Lord, we cannot understand your mystery.
但是你绝对没有做错事。
But you will never make a mistake.
我信靠。
I believe in you.
那些受苦的人。
Those who are suffering,
早死的人,
those who die early,
被危害的人,
those who are under threat,
被暗杀的人,
those who have been assassinated,
好像遭遇不公义, 不公义的对待。
It seems that injustice has been done.
神在永恒中间怎样报偿他, 你不知道。
But we would not know how God would reward them in eternity.
你要相信。
So you need to have faith.
上帝没有做错事。
That God will never make a mistake.
如果上帝也会做错事的话，
If God can make a mistake,
他早就不好意思，自己早就辞职不做上帝。
He would have resigned his post.
不必等到你找出他毛病，才不得不隐退，自己辞不需要。
He did not have you point out his mistakes.
因为他是上帝。
Because he is God.
回答了你的问题。 我是一个刚信主的基督徒。
I'm a new Christian.
我向我的朋友传福音的时候
，When I preach the gospel，
他很有兴趣了解其中的故事。
My friends want to understand more，
明白基督教的哲学思想。
About the philosophical thoughts，
但是经过了跨越第一步以后
，But after he took the first step，
他要相信上帝的存在。
In believing the existence of God，
他曾这样说。
He will tell me，
我很满意现在的生存状况。
I am very satisfied with my life now。
等到我遭遇苦难的时候
，Until I have a difficult time。
我什么？可
是
向我掌控的时候，我不能再控制自己的时候。
When I cannot control my future，
我在请他老人家帮助我。
Then I will ask God to help me。
我不知道怎么回答这样的问题。
I do not know how to answer him。
你知道你的朋友的毛病在哪
？What is the problem with this friend of yours？
你的朋友的毛病。
The problem is，
他上帝是一个呢，只注意帮助穷苦，在顺利中间没有愤，没有刚毅人，没有支配人。不是掌管世界的上帝。
His God is the God that will help us when we're in trouble and has no part in life.
当我走投无路的时候
，When I have nowhere else to go，
请他出来帮。
We will call upon God。
所以上帝是在那边一直等，有谁需要帮忙
？So God just stay there and watch。
如果大家有饭吃，不需要帮忙，他就失业的老人。
If everybody is very happy, then he'll be jobless。
当我什么事情不了解的时候，请他解答。
When I have problems, I will ask him to help me.
一大堆的这个知识的电脑等人打出来，把他的知识告诉我。
He is like a computer that has lots of knowledge.
德国的神学家
，the German theologian.
这个人叫做什么呢？这个叫做Bonhoeffer. 他讲一句话。
Bonhoeffer said.
他说这种上帝叫做 God of Gap.
He said that this is like a God of Gap.
门缝中间的上帝。
The God that exists in the gaps.
因为我们到一个门缝中间
，When we have a gap in our life，
本来开得很大
，Actually we should open it up wider.
人不明白大自然所需要上帝
，Because we cannot understand, so we need God.
或者人明白了
，But when we understand，
上帝的机会出风头的机会就减少了
，There is less opportunity for God.
人不懂得怎么医病，谁需要上帝
？We say we need God because we do not know how to heal.
被病都要死，谁大家祷告上帝？
And when we have diseases, we all pray.
麻风病没有人医，谁要依靠上帝
？We have leprosy, we rely on God.
等到肺病能医了
，But when we can cure tuberculosis or leprosy,
SARS 也有药了
，or SARS,
H 也会好了
，or AIDS,
上帝侍奉人的机会就越来越少了。
It seems that God is not needed.
这个门一关就紧，一关就紧，上帝现在要出来进去，要走到缝间里面。
So the gap for God's existence gets narrower and narrower as we go on.
God of gap.
And so Bonhoeffer says he's the God of gap.
在我的生命中间呢
？In my life,
我的 God 不是 God of gap.
My God is not the God of gap.
我的 God 是 God of the whole universe.
He is the God of the universe.
所以我困难的时候
，When I have difficulties,
我求告他
，I call upon him.
我顺利的时候
，But when things are well,
我感谢
I give him thanks.
因为我的顺利是他的恩典
，Because every good things come from him.
我的困难是他的功课
，My difficulties are trials and lessons.
他的计划。
Based on his plan.
无论开无论关，他总是充满万有。
He is the God of all things, whether the gap is large or small.
他是充满万有的神。
He is the God that fulfills all things.
为万有所充满的都充满。
He is in all things.
他是最丰盛的上帝。
He is the God of great abundance.
所以上帝
，God
在顺利的人
，towards those who are having a good life.
是生命者
，is he's a life giver.
平安者
，a person who give us peace.
是健康者
，who give us health.
上帝在苦难中间的时候
，But in the midst of suffering，
是随时的帮助。
God is our ready help，
即刻的安慰。
He is our comforter，
是神特别预备的恩典。
This is a special grace from Him。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God。
你这样明白的时候
，When you understand in this manner，
你告诉你的朋友
，Tell your friend this。
有一次我在台中解答问题
，Once I had a question and answer in 台中。
两个青年人写了两面密密麻麻的字，把上帝骂得狗血淋头。
A young man wrote two pages of rebuke towards God.
我那时候气得要命。
But I was very angry back then.
我的上帝。
He is scolding my God.
我的上帝这样对他骂怎么办
？How can I let him scold my God?
很想抓出来打他。
So I wanted to slap him.
然后才解答问题。
And then I answered the question.
那个时候我不知道是哪一个。
But I do not know who the person was.
所以我念出来，念念念起，念念念起。
As I read it, I got more angry.
结果一个声音在我心里说
，But a voice appeared in my heart.
他不是需要你的生气。
He does not need your anger.
他自己正在气。
He himself is in anger.
他气上帝气得半死，你在气他气得半死。
He is angry with God, and you are angry with him.
气来气去，一定更漏气。
It has no point to be angry with each other.
没有办法解决的。
You cannot solve his problem.
他需要你的爱。
He needs your love.
他需要你的了解。
He needs your understanding.
他气得不得了。
He is so angry.
了解他。
So you need to understand him.
不要气了。
Do not be angry.
什么事慢慢谈。
Let us talk about it.
那你就会解决他的问题。
Then you can solve his problem.
那一次的经验。
That experience of mine.
使我解答问题的技巧改变了很多。
Help me change my skills.
我记得。
I remember.
他正在向发脾气。
He was so angry.
你再气他。
But if you get angrier,
气来气去有一点像两个流氓在打架。
It's like two gangsters fighting each other.
但一个气得半死。
When a person is so angry,
另外一个把他压下去。
The other person is comforting.
有足够的爱心跟能力把他压下去。
With the true love and ability, we will help him.
一个母亲挽回孩子。
Like a mother that brings a child around. The child is so angry.
孩子不要生。
And the mother said, do not be angry.
妈妈爱你。
My mother loves you.
她气到个
And the child will turn around.
后来我怎么回答呢?
How did I answer him?
某某人,
I said, this person,
你写的问题一定越写越生气, 对不对?
You must be really angry when you wrote the question. When you were so angry,
上帝看见你很可怜。
God has mercy on you.
上帝就对天使说,
God will tell the angels.
那个人在气了,
that person is so angry.
快快多给他氧气, 使他可以继续发脾气。
Give him more oxygen that he can be more angry.
能够气下去的时候, 你还是需要上帝给你氧气, 你才气成功的。
Even your ability to be angry is dependent on the oxygen that God has given to you.
这种原理去解答问题。
And I use this principle to answer his question.
这种原理去了解人的困难。
To understand their problems.
很多问题不是从理性去解决，从心灵的了解开始解决的。
Many problems are solved from the heart, not from the mind.
人如果一甘愿，
if we are willing,
不讲理，什么都可以付出。
We are willing to give all.
你谈恋爱的时候就是这样。
This is the way we are when we're in courtship.
人问你说，这么女孩子这么多，为什么你跟偏偏选她？
If you ask the question, why did you select this girl out of so many?
你怎么回答？
What was the answer?
我已经量好了，她的鼻子刚好两寸半。
I measured her nose is 2.5.
她的高度差不多跟我。
In just about the same height with me.
她的三围很美。
She had a good shape.
她的脾气跟我的脾气加起来，孩子以后个性会好。
Character probably is good.
我把所有分数加起来是98，所以我娶她。
I've analyzed all this. She scored 98 points.
我告诉你，娶人的时候不是理由，就是因为感情。
But that is not the way we find our spouse.
你说我也不知道为什么看到他就跌死了。
We often say we do not know why, but we just fell in love.
看到他就跌到他身边，跌得不能自拔。
And we just fell against the person.
一跌就爬不起来了。
I couldn't get up.
就叫做 fall in love.
Falling in love.
所以爱情呢，不是起来，是跌倒。
So love helps us to fall.
跌得半死。
And we fall badly.
跌得很痛。
For painfully,
但是老实讲，痛得很甘愿，就是。
But we are willing to have the pain.
这不是理性的事情。
This is not about reason.
所以我告诉你，很多问题问的时候是用理性发问。
Many questions are asked from reason.
因为他怕你看不起他，没有学问，所以一面讲理一面问。
Many people keep asking as if they are very reasonable.
很多问题问的时候是从心里不甘愿问。
But the problem comes from the unwillingness in our heart.
你能处理不甘愿的心理，你这个方法就是呢，治本不治标。
If you are able to have a correct attitude, you will solve the root problem.
那么你说，既然治本不治标，就不管他讲什么乱搭，只要他甘愿就好了。
Does that mean that we just any answer question in any way we like?
如果你是灵恩派的牧师，你这样说，我不管你。
Many charismatic pastors would do that.
如果你是归正神学的。
But if you belong to reform understanding,
心充满爱
，with love in your heart,
你的脑要充满真理。
Your mind must be filled with the truth.
否则你可以单单安慰他。别人一定不服你的答案。
Or else you would only be able to comfort this person but not bring the correct understanding.
问的人可能心里很痛苦。
Perhaps the person that asks the question is filled with anxiety.
那样问题的一定理性很清楚。
But people who listen to the same question would have a clear mind.
所以你要谨慎。
So need to be cautious.
愿上帝赐福给我。
May the Lord help us all.
所以你的朋友。
So this friend of yours.
他说等到困难才来。
He says he will go to God when he has difficulties.
我在 Arizona 讲到的时候。
When I was at Arizona,
有一个教授
a professor,
给人家请得半死，不得不跑来参加布道会。
Was invited by many people, by someone for so many times, so he came.
基督徒很有办法。
Christians always have problems. They will call,
自己来
and individually invite.
来了还不去。
If they don't want to go,
先请你吃饭。
They will treat them to a meal.
看到你良心过不去，就跟着去做。
Until your conscience is pricked.
接着一步一步把人抓到礼拜堂来。
And we bring people to church in this manner.
所以那个人后来就发问题了。
The professor asked this question.
他说：“唐牧师。”
Reverend Tong,
why you all Christians are troublemakers?
为什么所有的基督徒都制造麻烦？
我很不是是是不是自己造麻烦，是给我麻烦的。
Give me problems.
他说为什么呢？我是很满意。
He says I'm satisfied with life.
我的生活很安定。
My life is peaceful.
我教授的生活也很成功。
As a professor, I lead a successful life.
我太太很漂亮。
My wife is pretty.
我的孩子都很乖。
My children are well behaved.
像我这样的基督，像我这样的人已经很舒服了。
I'm very comfortable in life.
我隔壁的基督常常对我说：“你是罪人，我气死了。”
My Christian neighbor always say I'm a sinner. I'm angry.
我一个杀人，也没有犯罪，也没有在监牢。什么叫做我是罪人
？How can you say I'm a sinner? Not done anything wrong.
所以你们是制造麻烦的。
So you are troublemakers.
他说怎么样？
And his question about,
我不要信耶稣可以吗？
Is it okay if I don't believe in Jesus Christ?
我回答什么回答？
My answer to him was,
我说我小学毕业的时候，
When I graduated from the primary school,
我也很满意的。
I was very satisfied.
我考得很好的。
I had good results.
我毕业的时候很有成绩。
A good result when I graduated.
同学们都很羡慕。
All the students were envious.
我就对我的妈妈说。
So I said to my mother,
我够了，不必读中学了。
It's enough. I don't want to go to secondary school.
我的妈妈回答说，
My mother said,
讨论。
No discussion.
先把高中毕业再讨论要不要再读书的问题。
Finish your high school first.
最少高中毕业。
At least high school.
没有计较。
There is no
没有商量。
No negotiation.
没有妥协。
And no compromise.
给我机会都没有。
There's no opportunity to change.
今天你满意了。
You are satisfied today.
恭喜你小学毕业。
Congratulations, you graduated from primary school.
你还不知道有中学。
You did not know about secondary school.
你做了教授了。
As a professor.
你有了事业了。
You have a good job.
难道人生就是这样？
Is this what life is all about?
人活着不单靠手。
Man does not live by bread alone.
上帝口里所出的话。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
精神的需要。
We need spiritual needs.
永恒的需要。
We have needs in eternity.
建立人格的需要。
We have need to build our character.
信仰价值的需要。
We need faith and structure.
我就把上一层的东西提出讲了。
And so I discuss all these important things.
第一天我讲到的时候，
The first day when I preach,
我故意把科学放在最低的层次。
I purposely place science as the lowest strata.
科学是最低的学问。
I say science is the least of all knowledge.
含情练功很严肃的最低的学问。
And I say solemnly is the least of all knowledge.
我说自然科学是人研究比人更低的自然，所以研究更低的范围的学问是低的学问。
And we study natural science, we are studying something that is lower than us.
研究人的学问是同等的比较高的学问。
But when we study about human being, it is of the same strata.
研究神的事情是最高的学问。
But it's the highest knowledge when we study about God.
人比人高，人比物高。
Because God is higher than man, man higher than material.
那我就把物理学、把心理学、把神学的层次，慢慢用基督教知识论的排列把它讲解出来。
And I try to explain it from Christianity how all things are ordered. The classification of all knowledge.
Epistemology concerning all kind of levels of knowledges. 完了以后呢？
After that,
第一天很气。
He was very angry.
因为他是教科学的。
He was a science lecturer.
后来才听到有道理。
But he thought he was right.
第二天再来。
The second day he came.
基督徒没有请他吃饭，他也来了。
Without any meals he came.
他发现有另外一个层次的生命。
He realized there's another voice in there.
第三天再听，很高兴。
And he was very interested.
后来讲完了聚会，有大家可以吃饭，他就留下来不回家了。
He did not go home after the gathering.
又后来呢，就是哦，就是某某教授。
And he was introduced to me.
我就见到他。
And I saw him.
教授，你是教什么的？
I said, what is your knowledge base?
你知道他。回答什么的？
His answer was,
我是教最低的。
I teach the lowest of all knowledge.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
第三天他接受主了。
The third day he accepted Jesus Christ.
请问上帝的恩典慈爱有没有止息和限度呢？
Is there a limit to the grace and love of God?
他会不会因为我们软弱失败就放弃就停止不再爱不再帮助我们？
Will he stop helping and loving us because we are weak and failed?
比如说我们一再犯罪。
For example, if we keep on sinning,
你盼望我大有限度，或者盼望我大没有限度。
What is your wish? Should I say yes or no?
我当然不会照你的意愿给你回答的。
Of course, I will not answer based on your wish.
但是如果我说有限度，
If I say that God's love is limited,
你就对上帝信仰灰心了。
You will have lost faith.
如果说我没有限度，
But if I say it's infinite,
你就一而再，再而三，一直犯罪。
You will keep on sinning.
我就变成不造就你的人。
I will be a person who did not help you.
我怎么回答你的问题呢？
So how would I answer this question?
你犯罪之后，
When you are sinned against God,
神可以收回他的恩典。
God can retrieve His grace.
他就鞭打你，
and rebuild you.
让你悔改以后，
Then after you repent,
再把恩典给你。
His grace can be given to you again.
神是主权的神。
He is a sovereign God.
神是智慧的神。
He is a God of wisdom.
什么时候他收回他的恩典？
When would he take back his grace?
他继续向你施恩。
Or when would he continue his grace?
不是你决定。
These are not determined by you.
他的智慧所定的事情。
It is set by his wisdom.
上帝是独行其事的上帝。
Because he is a God of miracles and works.
请问三位一体如何重要？
Why is it important to understand the Trinity?
为什么圣经没有明明的指示？
Why is there no explicit understanding from the Bible?
圣经是一本经义的书。
The Bible is scripture.
经义的书。
About essence.
The Bible is a book of the spiritual essence, the crystallization, the true meaning, more than just literary.Languages. 不是单单是这个字迹的文学的书。
It is not just a work of literature.
所以保罗说
，The Apostle Paul says,
字迹是叫人死。
Words bring us to death.
经义是叫人活。
But the Spirit makes us alive.
聪明的孩子
，A intelligent child.
不是等父亲说来，他才来。
Would not wait for the father to shout before he hear.
才乖。
Be a good child.
聪明的孩子看阿爸的眼睛。就知道应当做怎样的孩子。
An intelligent child will be able to tell by the body language of the father.
上帝把这本书给我们。
When God gave us this Bible,
是用了有限的字句。
Words that are finite were used.
用了人的文字。
Using words of men.
文字是为了要把真理记载在里面。
Languages record the truth of God.
所以中国人说文以载道。
And the Chinese say words can carry the truth.
道一定大于文的。
But surely the truth is greater than languages.
正像一个打字机。
Like a typewriter.
可以打出最伟大的文学作品。
You can come up with the greatest literary work.
一个人说因为这样所以文学作品就小于这个打字机。
But no one would say that the literary work is lesser than the typewriter.
文学作品一定大过伟大过超越过有价值过这一个。
A literature will be greater than a material typewriter for sure.
照样的。
In the same manner,
钢琴可以把最伟大音乐谱出来。
A piano can play the greatest music piece.
每一个人可以说贝多芬的交响乐还不如这个钢琴，因为他可以爆他的，他不能做钢琴。
But no one will say the work of Beethoven is lesser than the piano.
乐器是再优，文字是再道。
The musical instrument will play music while words will tell us the truth.
道大过文，乐器。小过音乐。
The truth is greater than words, and music is greater than the instrument.
一个音乐学院的学生
，a student of a musical institution，
他可以把贝多芬的交响乐分析多少拍、多少阶、多少种变化、怎样的和音，和音是用哪一个这个钥匙、哪个 key 来表达出他的精神、他的节奏几种变化、多少花样。分析得清清楚。
Is completely able to analyze in great detail the work of Beethoven.
But after you research, analyze, you have everything, you cannot use that kind of knowledge to rewrite a symphony as great as Beethoven.
但是你分析以后的产品不能够用来生产另外一个那么伟大的乐器。
你可以把所有陶渊明，可以把所有的程子、孔子的书、哲学。思想用文化分析写了一大本书，你没有办法变成第二个孔子，写出像他一样有价值的哲学出来。
In the same manner, you can analyze all sorts of philosophy like that of Confucius, but you cannot reproduce it.
这个原则弄清楚了。
When you are clear about this,
我才答你的问题。
We can answer this question then.
三位一体是神的本体。
The triune God is what God is all about.
三位一体是对的神的本质是没有别的有的。
And this is the true essence of the one God.
上帝不用文字写三位一体。
And so in the word, we do not see the triune God.
但是这个本质隐藏在圣经的字里行间。
But this attribute is implicit in the scripture.
因为神是创造者。
Because God is the creator.
非创造者不是神。
And God cannot be not the creator.
非神。没有创造的功能。
And only God can create.
圣经里面讲创造的是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
The Bible says the creator is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
除了这三位，再没有创造者。
There are no other creator beyond the three.
三位一体是圣经的话。
And so it is the word of God.
赐生命者是上帝。
The one that gave us life is God.
除了上帝没有可以赐生命者。
Other than God, no one else can give us life.
圣经记载圣父、圣子、圣灵是赐生命者。
And the Bible tells us that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit gives us life.
赐生命的这个工作，我们知道上帝是三位一体的上帝。
And so from this work of giving us life, we know God is triune.
审判者是上帝。
The judge is triune God.
最后施行审判的不可能不是神。
The last judge must be God.
所以真正执行审判的是圣父。
And the Bible says that the true judge is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
以此类推。
When you analyze in this manner,
三位一体好像不是理性所能完全明白的。
The triune God is not something we can understand in our finite mind.
不能把三位一体当作是违背理性的。
But you cannot say that it is against reason.
三位一体是超越理性。
It actually surpasses reason.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝如果是三位三体。
If God is three,
你讲他的时候，你可以用多数。
You can use plural term referring to him.
你讲他的名的时候，用几个名。
Or use many names for him.
The names of God.
The names of God.
但圣经说呢，要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
But the Bible says, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
耶稣讲父子圣灵的名的时候，名是单数的。
This is a singular term.
In the name, 大家看我的时候 ，in the name.Of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
So it is one singular term to refer to three.
所以这是三位一体。
This is three.
会不会圣父、圣子、圣子像头、肚子、脚一样
？Could it be three?
三部分
，three portion of the same body.
不可能的。
Not possible.
如果是三个一体是同三个肢体或者三个部分变成一体的话，不可以用观词。
If it is three in one singular body, you cannot use related terms.
这个叫做什么？这个 individual 这个 individual calling， 比如说 Son Father Son Spirit 就可以，不能说 the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
You cannot use article when you refers to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
In the name singular of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.这是 three individuals.
And so the article indicates that there are three individuals as well.
三位一体。
So this is about the Trinity.
但旧约里面上帝是独一的。
In the Old Testament, God is one.
这独一就是一位。
One God.
但是却用多数的上帝的名称。
But the words that are attributed to him is plural.
Hear ye Israel.
Hear O Israel.
Your God is the only God.
你的上帝是独一的。
大家看我的时候。Hear ye Israel.
以色列听啊。
Your God.Is the only God.
你的上帝是独一的上帝。
你看见了没有？独一的上帝。
The only God.
所以上帝不会说三位一体才叫三位一体。
It is not that the Bible has implicit, explicit description.
那么你怎么知道三独一的上帝呢？
How do you know that it is the plural God?
希伯来文跟英文不一样。
Hebrews is different from English.
英文的 one boy, three boys.
In English, you add s to the
plural. 中文一个人三个人。
But in Chinese, it is one by numbers.
有没有中国人说，我家里有五个人，你家里只有两个人，他家里只有一个人，就停了，没有啊，没有这样的事情。所以呢，中文没有 singular plural 的分别。
There is no singular plural in Chinese.
英文有 singular plural.
But in English language, there is.
但是希伯来文呢？
But in Hebrew,
singular.
There's singular.
Dual.
Dual.
Plural.
Plural.
所以二跟三是分别的。
There is a difference between two and three.
以色列啊，你要听。
Hear, O Israel.
你的上帝是独一的上帝。
Your God is one.
你说，但是呢，四也是一样啊，五也是一样。
Four and five are plural terms too.
二跟一跟三不一样。
But one, two, and three are different in Hebrew.
怎么知道上帝是三位一体，不是四位一体？
Why is it triune and not four in one?
既然多数，为什么塔木斯你停在三这里？
Since the Hebrew term is plural, why must it be three?
我告诉你。因为圣经说，我看见上帝坐在宝座上，有呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，几次啊
？Because the Bible says, I see him upon the throne, and there's voices calling, holy, holy, holy.
基督教圣诗怎么唱
？About our Christian hymn will sing.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，几次啊
？Holy, holy, holy.
如果今天你说这些歌太老了，我要自己做，圣哉，圣哉。 神在，神在，那你就乱来了。
We cannot just recompose the songs.
神很严格的规定这些东西。
These are set solemnly in the Bible. 所以
不要自以为聪明。
Do not think of yourself as too intelligent.
圣在，圣在的低音。
And the melody.
Bam bam dim dim bam.
Goes from low to high.
第四音呢？
The fourth
bam 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 bam.
Goes from high to low.
所以刚开始的时候 ，bam unison 同样的音。
It starts with a unison.
同心敬拜。
It means we worship together.
Bam bam. 从 do 到 mi 的时候，它的四音是 la， mi 跟 la 是小调。
And it is a minor notes from mi to la.
Bam 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 又变成大调。
And then it goes back to the major notes.
你这里在讲什么？你知道？
What does this mean?
我们同心。
It means that together in unity,
敬拜上帝。
We worship God.
敬拜到一半的时候
，But in the midst of it,
我们知道我的卑微。
We know we are humble.
到敬拜在神面前的时候
，When we are before God,
我们发现他的伟大。
We realize how great He is.
他在最高的地方。
He is at the highest.
我们在最低的地方。
We are at the lowest.
所以从 do 开始到 dam dam 变成 one octave.
And so it is an octave jump.
天地之别。
To signify the difference between heaven and earth.
这个叫做圣诗。
This is sacred hymns.
哎呀，我盼望有一天给你讲圣诗的伟大，讲到最后你发现圣诗啊。
One day, I hope that we can have a special session on this.
很多特别灵恩派的教不要圣诗了。
A lot of charismatic church will not want traditional hymns.
要比较舒服的诗啊。
We want hymns that will comfort us.
不叫圣诗，叫舒诗。
These are not sacred hymns, but comforting hymns.
叫歌星来唱。
We ask the singers to come.
更舒服，尾巴再摇一摇。
So that we will be in comfort.
腰再动一动。
And that we can sway to it.
敬拜赞美。
We say this is worship and praise.
笑到肚子痛，我告诉你。
I find this also comical.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
神是伟大的。
God is great.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
圣诗是奇妙的。
Holy, the sacred hymns are marvelous.
三位一体的上帝。
The triune God.
单单看圣在，圣在，圣在的时候。
Just on this hymn, holy, holy, holy.
你发现他在天上，你在地上。
You will realize he's on the highest, and you are the lowest.
圣经是精义的书。
The Bible is the book about essence.
不是字句的书。
It is not a book about literally details.
请问刚蒙召进神学院的神学生
，A student that has just been called into seminary.
学历不高。
Not well learned.
已经很多年没有读书了。
And haven't studied for many years.
感觉很吃力。
I find it difficult.
不过很努力。
But I try my best.
教会牧者也常常鼓励。
My pastors have been encouraging me.
要参与侍奉。
To join in teaching.
但有教育教导的工作。
And teaching the people in church.
自己如果再这样下去。
But I feel that if I carry on this way.
可能要休息去开拓新的事工。
Perhaps I need to do something else.
你知道自己能力无法做到。
I feel I'm incompetent.
好了，连书都没办法读好。
I can't even finish my studies.
那怎么办呢
？What should I do?
好了，就一生一世教主的学好了。
The rest of your life, you may want to teach Sunday school.
你教比较程度低。
And teach those who are lower standard than you.
程度低又盼望做最高程度的领袖，这是叫做贪心。
It is an expression of greed when we are not qualified but we want the highest post.
我第一次华富会的时候。
In the first Chinese gathering of the Chinese pastors,
Chinese Congress of Evangelism,
COWE, Chinese Congress of Evangelism.
我讲一段话，有的人吓死了。
I said something that shocked a lot of people.
我说，上帝要用最聪明的。
I said that God wants to use the most intelligent among us.
最有才干的。
The most talented.
最智慧的。
The most wise.
最有学问的。
The most learned.
那么他们就问，那么笨的上帝用不用？
Then they ask the question, will God use those who are a bit stupid?
塔木斯常讲最有最有最有，那些笨的就被着自卑感的半死。
Those who are a bit silly, will feel inferior.
笨的上帝用不用
？And I ask the question myself, will God use those who are not so intelligent?
请你注意听啊
，Take note of this.
我的上帝还是用。
I said yes, God will use them for what purpose?
去帮助更笨的。
To help people who are even less intelligent.
这个公平嘛，对不对
？It's very fair.
你又笨又要帮助更聪明的，不可能的事情。
It is not possible for us to help those who are more intelligent than us.
有没有上帝用没有学问的人帮助很有学问？有。
Would God use those who are ignorant to help the learner? Yes.
那些没有机会读书的人。
Those who have no opportunity to study.
他们的智力是第一流的。
If they have the first class intelligence.
他们可能在自修的中间超过第一流的学者去帮助有。 有学问的不是不可能。
It is possible for that to help academics.
所以呢，我们有时候因为很久没有上课。
Sometimes because we haven't been to school for a long time.
我们就变成已经比较松懈下来。
We become more relaxed.
那怎么办呢
？What would we do then?
孔子说的。
Confucius said.
仁义啊，你设之。
And whatever people learn, you have given up.
Always, ever learn once, you should learn 10 times.
You should learn, work 10 times harder to learn the same thing.
十而你百之。
When people learn 10 times, you learn 100 times.
比别人更用功的结果，可能你会超越别人。
In other words, through hard work, you may make it.
所以你不要自卑感。
So do not be inferior.
求你，求主帮助你，尽量做到你能做到的最好再说。
May the Lord help you to try your utmost best before you consider the next move.
神可能会大大用。
And perhaps the Lord will use you mightily.
愿上帝赐福给我。
May the Lord help us all.
每一个人按照该有的，照他的身份，照他的地步去行，做一个完全的。
All of us should work based on the talent and gift that the Lord has given to us, that we may be perfect.
完全是心智问题。
Perfection is a question of attitude.
是本质问题。
A question of essence.
是进展的程序问题。
It is a question of the progression.
完全是动机问题。
Perfection is a question of motivation.
完全不是分量问题。
It is not a quantitative element.
如果按照分量来看，谁是完全，我们都不完全。
Based on quantitative analysis, we are all imperfect.
是完全人的心智是什么？
What is the attitude of the perfect person?
尽你所能。
The attitude is to try our utmost.
人谦卑感到自己不够。
When we are humble and realize we are insufficient,
这个叫做完全。
We have perfection.
如果完全是完完美美，一点瑕疵都没有。
If perfection relates to things that have no impurity whatsoever,
除了上帝以外，没有人完全。
We can say that other than God, no one is perfect.
完全是尽我所能。
Perfection means we try our utmost.
做到我最大的可能性。
To do the best that we can.
完了以后呢？
In the end,
我感到自己不够。
We still feel we are insufficient.
保罗是这样。
This is the way Apostle Paul was.
感到我已经完全。
He says, I do not consider myself to have achieved it.
感到我已经得着了。
Or that I have attained.
我乃是向标杆直跑。
But I strive towards the goal.
就是心智的完全。
This is perfection in attitude.
就是动机的完全。
Perfection in motivation.
就是长进的完全。
Perfection in growth.
就是程序的完全。
Perfection in progression.
就是从本质到分量追求的完全。
This is seeking after qualitative perfection.
就是归正神学的完全观。
This is how Reformed theology understand perfection.
不是卫斯理的完全观。
Not based on what John Wesley said.
卫斯理说人在今生可以达到完全圣洁，不可能在犯罪的地步。
Wesley believed that it is possible for a person to be completely perfect in his lifetime.
这个观念隐藏着某一些危险在。
There are some danger in this concept.
因为当你以为自己已经完全的时候，
Because when you consider yourself perfect,
你就永远看不见你还需要追求的地方。
You will not be able to see the areas of improvement.
当你以为你已经完完全全完全的时候，
If you consider yourself as completely perfect,
你可能正犯上骄傲的罪，这就变成你不完全的亏欠。
You may have the sin of arrogance. Immediately, you become imperfect.
愿上帝赐福。
May the Lord help us all.
今天我们就到这个地方。
We are starting this evening.
两个礼拜以后。
Two weeks later.
新的系列出来。
The new series will begin.
不再答问题。
There will be no more question and answer.
因为你们已经发了很多很聪明的问题。
You have asked many good questions.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.